Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You ever notice that your credit score is dropping, but you don't know why? In this episode, we're going to share five reasons why your credit scores may have decreased.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
You think it pays to have good credit.
Number one, credit card usage. Many times people add balances to their credit cards and don't pay the full balance off. This results in credit card utilization. The higher the credit card utilization, the lower your scores. The lower your credit card utilization, the higher your scores. This also affects people who are authorized users on someone else's credit card. So if you're a student in school and you're on your mom or your dad's credit card and they don't pay the balance off in full or they leave a balance on there, this is going to affect their credit score as well as your credit score. So to prevent this, use your credit cards. If you do use it, make sure you only use it for what you know you can pay off within the 30 days. So therefore, that balance is not reported on your credit report. Remember, when a balance is reported, your credit scores drop. So use your credit cards, pay it off in full. So by each month on the statement date, the balance is zero. Number two, closed accounts. I don't really agree with this one, but it is what it is. When you close an account, your credit scores actually drop because your credit scores are rated based on how well you're paying your open accounts. So if you were to close something that you're currently paying on right now, you can potentially be dinged for closing the account too early. Now, if it was me, I'm always going to pay off things because I don't want to be in debt. So if I'm in position to pay off a credit card or pay off a vehicle, if you're financing a vehicle, or you have the opportunity to pay off a mortgage, that's, you know, better than having a credit score anyway. If you're in position to pay off debt, you know, I always encourage those people to do so, because at the end of the day, having more cash flow each month is more important than tracking your credit score. But this is a potential reason for those who are wondering why their credit score dropped randomly. You may have closed an account and your credit scores dropped in result of that. Number three, this one is what I call a blind credit score drop, meaning your credit scores may have dropped and you have no idea what happened and you don't see what happened. Many times accounts that you have closed or you pay it off 7 years ago or 10 years ago and it still reports to your credit as a closed account. Well, when it gets time for that account to be naturally deleted off of your credit report and it naturally falls off, you lose all history associated with that account. So let's pretend I have an account and I closed it today. 10 years from now, it is eventually going to fall off of my credit history and my credit scores will not be rated based on that older credit history. And my average age of credit is actually going to decrease as well. So when that item falls off my credit scores, depending on if that item was my oldest line of credit history or if it was my most credit history that I have on my reports, well, I am going to see a huge credit score drop because that account is no longer on my credit reports. Number four, applying for credit. Yes, this is something else that I highly do not agree with. When you run your credit or you apply for financing, a new hard inquiry is added to your credit reports. Again, I don't agree with it. I think it's silly. But yes, when you apply for financing, a hard inquiry is added, and this could potentially drop your credit scores anywhere from 2 points up until 5 or 6 points. I've seen maybe 8 points, depending on how many times somebody submits your credit. You go to a car dealership, they're going to submit you through multiple lenders, which can affect your credit scores, and your credit scores are actually going to drop each time that lender pulls your credit. So yes, when you add hard inquiries to your credit reports, your scores drop. When you have a certain amount of inquiries on your credit reports, your scores are rated differently, which means your score can also drop again just from having a certain amount of inquiries on your credit reports. All right, last but not least, number 5, negative accounts. Yes, when you miss a payment and that late payment finally hits your credit reports in a month, your credit scores will drop. If you refuse to pay off an account and that item eventually got charged off or it went to a debt collection company as a debt collection, well, when that finally hits your credit scores drop. So a lot of times when most people say their credit scores drop, it is mainly due to a new negative item affecting your credit reports, or they simply have maxed out their credit cards and, well, that is going to drop your credit scores almost the most. So out of all of these 5 reasons, those 2 are really the most common reasons. Having items randomly falling off your account after 10 years, or you randomly closing an account, that happens every blue moon. But usually when somebody see a random and a huge credit score drop, it is mainly because something negative finally hit, or they maxed out their credit cards and didn't pay off the balances. Hopefully this episode has helped any of you guys who are wondering why your credit scores drop. One thing you could do, you can visit sturgiscreditrepair.com and visit our credit building products page. If you scroll down all the way to the bottom, you'll see our in-house credit monitoring service. This offers a $1 trial. It gives you access to all 3 of your credit reports, where you can analyze these reports, make sure they're all reporting the same accurate information. If not, then that's an issue. You can get with us, or you can dispute that item, and hopefully if it's something negative, that item will be removed. Anyway, you can look at your credit report, see what's reporting, see what's negative, see if there's anything affecting your credit scores. And if you do see anything negative, well, you need to work on getting those items removed, because if they are removed, your credit scores will go up. That is all for this episode. Again, hopefully this helped any of you guys out there that's wondering why your credit scores drop. If you have any questions or anything related to your credit scores or credit scores in general, send an email to me, email info@sturgiscreditrepair.com, and I'll be more than happy to assist you.
Sturgis Credit Repair. If you want a new house, call us. If you need a new car, call us. If you want a good job, call us. If you want a raise up.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.